When I first worked in a parish, there was one particular child who about this time of year always had a message for me as he came out of church on Sunday morning. He'd say something like, "Only 20 days till Christmas, don't forget." I don't know whether he thought something terrible would happen if I did forget, but I suppose he was only putting into words the excitement that young children generally feel at the approach of Christmas. The anticipation itself seems to be an essential part of the preparation. The days are carefully counted down on the Advent calendar. There are the various little customs and rituals that grow up within each family and within each school, which punctuate the time leading up to the great day itself. Without all this excitement and anticipation, I think perhaps Christmas Day itself would fall rather flat. Perhaps that's why Christmas never quite feels the same for those households that don't include young children. But this sense of anticipation isn't just for children. During Advent, the readings at Mass take us back, in spirit, to the time when the people of Israel were waiting and longing for the coming of the Messiah. I find one of these readings particularly moving, as the first verses of St. Matthew's Gospel lists the generations between Abraham and Jesus. At first, this seems just like a boring list of names, and many of them are unknown to us. But to me, it speaks about the faithful trust of generation after generation, century after century of God's people. They had put their trust in God, and even though it seemed their hope could never come true, they still never lost hope that his promise would one day be fulfilled, that one day he would send his Saviour to set his people free. Each generation had their own problems, the difficulties they had to face as well as they were able. Each name on that list represents a life, with its joys and sorrows, its achievements and its failures. Each of them is known to God, though to us, most of them are just names and no more. And all that time, unseen by human eye, God was making his preparations, putting things into place, so that when the time was right, his Son could come into the world. So often during those centuries, it seemed that foolishness and wickedness would triumph. So often God's people turned away from him and did things that, in later years, they bitterly regretted. The mistakes and the failures of generation after generation only made them realise how much they needed God and how much they longed for the day when he would come amongst us to put right all the wrongs of the world. Another Advent reading, this time from Isaiah, expresses this longing beautifully. "Why, Lord, leave us to stray from your ways and harden our hearts against fearing you? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your inheritance. Oh, that you would tear the heavens open and come down. At your presence the mountains would melt. You were angry when we were sinners. We had long been rebels against you. We have all withered like leaves, and our sins blew us away like the wind. And yet, Lord, you are our Father. We the clay, you the potter, we are all the work of your hand." In this time of Advent, we experience something of this longing, this awareness of how weak and foolish we are when we try to live without God. Without ignoring the truth that we do really and truly experience God in our lives, it's also important to realise that there are parts of our life that God has not yet reached because of the barriers that we unintentionally put up between ourselves and him. We join ourselves in spirit with those faithful generations who longed for the coming of the Saviour, with all those who echoed the words of Isaiah in their hearts and realised how much they needed God to come into their lives. Only if we experience our own emptiness in this way will we be able to allow God to fill us with the joy of his presence when we come to celebrate Christmas. Just as for the young children among us, it's the waiting and the anticipation that makes all the difference when the great day comes.
Bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him.